Blog Talk Radio.
Praise. This is your hostess, Pastor Katisha. And we love Jesus because he first loved us. Amen. And today we have come to him again in prayer and praise. We just exalt the Lord. We give him honor. Amen. We bow, we worship before him. The Lord is looking for us to worship. Amen. And we worship him in spirit and in truth. And to him be the glory, to him be the praise. Hallelujah, praise his name. You know, also looking for the fulfillment, the continued fulfillment of what Jesus promised in the book of Acts. Jesus made a promise, and, he said, you know, he taught the disciples that the Holy Spirit was going to come and be in us, and definitely he is in us, and, and over and over again, the book of Acts, the church got together. First of all, they were waiting on the Holy Spirit as Jesus taught. And as they were waiting, you know, they were praying, they were seeking God's face. And the same goes for today. We want to continue outpouring of the Holy Spirit because it's the Holy Spirit brings conviction of sin, righteousness, and judgment. It's the Holy Spirit gives us power to live godly and holy lives, and truly we need the Holy Spirit. It says in Acts 2:17, in the last day, God says, I will pour out my Spirit on all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your young men will see visions. Your old men will dream dreams. Even on my servants, both men and women, I will pour out my Spirit in those days, and they will prophesy. Acts 2:17-18. Prophesy means we'll preach the word. Amen. In season, out season. God is sending us to the harvest field. The laborers are few. So we are praying, Lord of the harvest, send forth the laborers, send forth the workers, the people to you know, give out your word in season. Give out, plant the word, water it. You're the one who makes it grow. That's what we're asking of the Lord, amen. So let us go to him in prayer, seeking his face most definitely. And we know that God hears the prayers of the righteous. They do avail us much. Amen. Hallelujah. So let's go, saints. Let's agree, saints. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, God, we come before you. God, we give you praise. God, we give you honor. God, there is no one like you, O Lord. Hallelujah. To you, we give you the highest praise. O Lord God, we are asking for this revival. You said we can ask and we shall receive. You said we can seek and we will find. You asked us to knock and the door shall be opened unto us. So, Father God, oh, Lord, we know we in the last days, God. We know that we need your Holy Spirit, power from on high, power so we can live godly and righteous, holy lives. Power, oh, Father God, hallelujah, God. It comes from you, all-powerful God. Oh, all-knowing God, always present God. Help God to teach and lead others. Hallelujah, Father God, Jesus. Hallelujah, Father God, Jesus. Glory, hallelujah, Father God, Jesus. Lord God, send the laborers into the harvest field. Send the workers out. God, send them, God, where there is darkness, to bring those there into the marvelous light. Help, Father God. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Those in a valley of decision need to make up their minds and serve the living and true God. Hallelujah, Father God, Jesus. God, we pray right now for the missionaries already working now. Already doing a great work. Oh, they're building up the wall, Father God, like Nehemiah. Hallelujah, Jesus. They're bringing the people back to you just like Ezra. Oh, God, they're interceding just like Queen Esther. Father God, I praise you right now, God, in the name of Jesus, our Lord and Savior. Father God, you're sending them out, the laborers, the missionaries. I lift up Gospel of Asia, Grace Point Ministries, ministries all over Africa, ministries all over North America, South America, all over the world, God. Hallelujah, Father God, your scriptures being translated into the languages of the people so they will have an ear to hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say to the church. And, oh, God, we know it's not by power, it's not by might, but it's by your Spirit, oh, Lord, oh, living God. So, God, as we look to you, the author and the finisher of our faith, we look to you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. God, we look to you to pull down the strongholds, move these obstacles and mountains out of the way of your people. Hallelujah, God, and pour out your Spirit afresh and anew on us. Father God, we ask you, we thank you, we praise you, oh God. We ask you to heal the sick, heal those with cancer, diabetes, heart disease, heal them mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual. You are Jehovah Rapha, the Lord God, our healer. God, we ask you, Lord, touch them in the hospitals and nursing homes or in their sick bed, wherever they are. God, you're able to raise them up and give so they can give you the glory, so they can give you the praise. Father God, we ask you in the name of Jesus to touch, Father God, in a mighty way, the children and the youth. God, the students, we pray for ministries to them. We ask for them to raise up to be ministers, God. Oh, Lord God, you call our children. You said even a little child shall lead them, can lead parents, grandparents, other family members, can lead the community. God can lead wherever they are because, God, your Spirit will be in them. And they shall be your children, oh God. You say, hinder not, oh God, and don't stop the children from coming unto you. For these are the ones that make up the kingdom of God. We have to become like little children. Father God, we pray in the name of Jesus for the victory that you give us, God. We have the victory in Christ Jesus. oh Lord. So we thank you right now for victory. We're overcoming by the blood of the Lamb and the words of our testimony. Oh, we overcoming sin. Oh God, because Jesus has overcome. Amen. And he's overcome, he's made us more than conquerors. Father God, we thank you right now. Oh Lord God, blessed be your holy name. Blessed be the Most High, oh God, who sits on the throne, but he's close to those who are humble and contrite in spirit. God, we thank you. Oh, glorify you, God. We thank you so much, oh Lord. You are worthy of praise. You're worthy of glory. We pray for our President Barack Obama, Michelle, and the children, and everyone in the White House, everyone in Washington, D.C. God, we pray for them, God, as they lead our nation. We pray, Father God, hallelujah, for kings and prime ministers and queens of these other nations and countries. We pray for them so that we all can live peaceful, godly, holy lives in Christ Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, God. You are Jehovah Jireh, the Lord God, our provider, providing every need according to your riches in glory. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, you are supplying. Hallelujah. And thank you, Father God. We stand in all your presence. We stand in wonder of your love. We stand, oh God, when we've done all, we continue to stand, having the whole armor of God on, the helmet of salvation, breastplate of righteousness, shield of faith, able to quench the fiery darts of the enemy, the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, our loins girded about with the truth, our feet shod with the preparation of gospel of peace. All these things, oh God, hallelujah, as your children you've given us, oh God, that type of going forth, that type of pressing in, you said, God, hallelujah, your people who will call by your name will come to you, humble ourselves, you'll hear from heaven, we seek your face, you forgive our sins, you will turn toward us, oh God, and hear and heal the land. We need a healing, Father God, heal us, oh God, we shall be healed. You save us, oh God, we shall be saved, and we give you the praise, we give you the glory, we give you the honor, because you are so worthy, my God. My Lord, my Savior, we thank you, oh God. We bless your holy name on today. We thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, you are to be praised. You are to be worshipped. And worship you in spirit and in truth. Your holiness, holy, 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 is the Lord God Almighty, who was and who is to come. We bless your holy name on today. We thank you, Most High God. Oh, Lord God, pour out your spirit in these last days. We may go forth into the harvest field and bring and compel and persuade as many that would listen to come into the kingdom of God. To you be the praise and glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Praise your name, Jesus. We give God the praise. Amen. We give God the glory. Hallelujah. We thank God for you, amen, for standing in agreement with these prayers. Oh, it's so important to us as seeds of harvest, and we know that most importantly, it's important to our Father God and the Lord Jesus Christ. Be blessed. Go with God today. Join us in the morning for seeds of the word. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.